wonderful to be here in the studio with Cora's on, my producer. And isn't it great, Cora, to be out with a little bit of sunshine, a little bit of warmth, and sitting actually in the studio rather than on Zoom or something like that. A big shout out this morning to our loyal listeners for Community Conversations. And I know there's a whole lot of you out there, but particularly this morning, I want to shout out to Kath. Great to catch up with you yesterday, and thank you for helping me iron out a couple of issues there. That was great. And to Bob and to Nicole and to, well, everybody who listens regularly Thursday morning. If you're a first-time listener, this program is all about talking with interesting people who have stories to tell, well, about our local community, about community groups, not-for-profit organisations, artists, authors, and the like. And if you've got a story that you want to tell, I've got a vacancy next Thursday morning. So there you go. Don't be shy. Put your hand up, and we'd love to have you here on radio next Thursday morning, 9 o'clock. That's our regular slot, and we would love to be able to talk with you. I was reading the local paper yesterday, and wow, there's some amazing things happening around our community. And, well, we've come out of those... Well, have we come out? We've moved through those very challenging COVID times. Dear, dear, has it been more than 2 years? We're not there yet, but things are a-changing. And if your group is looking for support to reconnect, to readjust, to, well, get a little bit of resilience back in your group, there are some community grants going at the moment. The Community Recovery Committee closes on the 1st of September, and you can get all the details for those on the Yarra Rangers Council website. That grants up to $5,000 for community organisations to reconnect, reinvigorate, recharge. So have a good look at those grants, and there's details there on how you can go about it. Well, listeners, there are important dates in the year, aren't there? And what are the important days for you? Perhaps your birthday. I've just had one a couple of weeks ago. So August is a great month. Well, April is Anzac Day. That's a pretty important day, I think, for all of us in Australia. For our veterans, of course, Memorial Day, November the 11th. The 11th of the 11th is a very important day. But there's one other day that is also really important, particularly to our Vietnam vets, and that is the 18th of August. Just a few days away. And here in the studio this morning, I have, as my very special guest, Stephen Shortis. Stephen from Dixon's Creek or Yarra Glen or thereabouts. Good morning.
Thank you, Bruce. Yes, good morning.
Wonderful. Wonderful to have you here in the studio, Stephen. And we want to hear all about the Yarra Valley Vietnam Veterans Day Committee and the day that's coming up, because there's a very special event this coming Sunday that's going to be held right here in Yarra Glen. But before we go there, let's hear a little bit about Stephen. I was talking about dates then, Stephen. I'm wondering, what's your favourite month of the year? Do you have a favourite month of the year?
Yes, I do, Bruce. I think it'd be September.
Okay. And
right after the end of winter.
Yeah. Spring?
Cootamundras are out, the daffodils are out, the birds are out. We actually put out a little bit of bird seed and the birds come along, and, yeah, just love that period of time.
Yeah.
As you say, the worst weather's over and we're on our way to hopefully a warm summer.
Yes. Oh, that's fantastic. Have you got a garden as well, Stephen? Are you
a
gardener?
Yeah, a bit of a garden. Mainly vegetables we grow, and we've got a few other plants around, but, enjoy the garden.
Fantastic. Well, you've only got about 3 weeks to wait, and it will be September. So there you go,
that's
Stephen.
Right, yeah.
And they say, don't they, around the valley, that September's supposed to be our windiest month of the year. I'm not sure whether there's any statistical evidence of that or not, but...
There's been a bit of wind the last few days, so maybe it's come early this year.
There you go. For our listeners, Stephen, there might be... Well, there are a number of young people who listen... they might not know actually some of the details of the Vietnam War. Could you perhaps just take us back to 101 and tell us, when was the Vietnam War? And well, briefly, what was it all about, Stephen?
Mm-hmm. Okay, Bruce, yeah. Back in the 1960s, the government of that stage were worried, along with a lot of governments around the world, about the communist push. This sounds familiar these days.
Yes,
and
unfortunately.
It was heading down through Southeast Asia, and they thought they needed to stop it. at that stage, North Vietnam was controlled by the French, or the French had just handed it back and had been taken over and was a communist country. And they decided they'd try and stop the push down at South Vietnam. So the government of the day committed to fighting in the war with the Americans. The Americans were the main aggressor, of course. And at that stage, because they needed to boost their troops, they introduced national service, where 18-year-olds were all put into a ballot, and if your birthday was drawn out, you got to go as well.
This was late 60s, wasn't it, by this time, Stephen?
Yeah, it was 66, I think, was the actual date. Yeah, so so most of us did a couple of years national service. Others were full-time regulars, and they did two or three tours of duty over there. But it went on for a long while, and really it was never resolved in the end. Similar to Iraq and those places, they eventually pulled out, and the communists eventually came in.
And was it about 6 years in duration in the end, Steve?
No, it was longer than that. It was about 10 years.
And you know, there was thousands of Australians served in Vietnam then.
Yes, there was a large number of us. You know, as I say, probably a whole decade of people through the ranks.
Wow. Listeners, we're going to hear all about the Vietnam vets and particularly the event that's scheduled for Yarra Glen this coming Sunday in a moment. But, Stephen, you've selected a couple of songs for us. The first one, you've just mentioned 18, but Red Gum, I Was Only 19. Tell us your reason for selecting that.
It's probably the iconic song of the Vietnam War, Bruce, sung by Red Gum, written by John Sherman. It just tells the whole story of the war from a soldier's point of view, from start to end. And I'd say that if you asked any Vietnam veteran about it, that would be the one song that he could recall and remember.
All right.
It's extremely well done and very popular at the time and very popular still.
There you go, listeners. We've got to have a listen.
Passing out parade at Puckapunyal was a long march from cadets. The 6th Battalion was the next to turn. It was me who drew the card. We did Canungra, Shoalwater before we left. And Townsville lined the footpaths as we marched down to the quay. This clipping from the paper shows us a young and strong and clean. And there's me in me slouch hat with me SLR and greens. God help me. I was only 19. From Buntow riding Chinooks to the dust at Nui Dat, I'd been in and out of choppers now for months. And we made our tents a home, VB and pin-ups on the lockers, and an Asian orange sunset through the scrub. And can you tell me, doctor, why I still can't get to sleep? The night time's just a jungle dark and a parking M16. And what's this rash that comes and goes? Can you tell me what it means? God help me. I was only 19. A 4-week operation, when each step could mean your last one on two legs. It was a war within yourself, but you wouldn't let your mates down till they had you dusted off. So you closed your eyes and thought about something else. And then someone yelled out, contact! And the bloke behind me swore. We hooked in there for hours, then a god almighty roar. And Frankie kicked a mine the day that mankind kicked the moon. God help me. Going home in June.
Hey,
in the Grand Hotel on a 36-hour wreck leaving Bung Town. And I can still hear Frankie lying screaming in the jungle till the morphine came and killed the bloody row. And the Anzac legends didn't mention mud and blood and tears, and the stories that my father told me never seemed quite real. I caught some pieces in my back that I didn't even feel. God help me, I was only 19. And can you tell me, doctor, why I still can't get to sleep? And why the Channel 7 chopper chills me to my feet? And what's this rash that comes and goes? Can you tell me what it means? God help me, I was only 19.
And you're with Bruce Argyle for our regular Thursday morning Community Conversations program. My very special guest here in the studio is Stephen Shortis, and Stephen's representing the Vietnam Veterans Day Committee here in the Valley. And Stephen, how long have you been involved in the committee, actually?
I've been involved probably only for 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, okay.
It's been going a bit longer than that.
Yeah, terrific. Tell us for listeners who perhaps don't know much about the committee and haven't heard what you're doing, tell us, before we hear the amazing event that's happening on Sunday, tell us a little bit more about the committee, Stephen.
Yeah, okay. It's the initiative of the Vietnam Veterans Committee community in this part of town. It's made up of the outer eastern Melbourne sub-branch of the Victorian Veterans Association of Australia. They're Croydon, Healesville, Lilydale, Mount Evelyn, Upper Yarra, Warburton and Yarra Glen RSLs, and the National Servicemen's Association. We hold this service every year, and a different RSL hosts it each year. Because of COVID, I've actually been in line to host it for the past 3 years.
Yes. So
this year looks like we've made it in the last.
It's been a long time coming. I got to go to the Healesville RSL's 100th birthday, which actually turned out to be their 102nd birthday,
yes,
Stephen,
yeah, yeah.
A few weeks back, which was a terrific event.
Well, they were meant to take over from us for the 100th anniversary, but as I say, it all got delayed 2 years, so they'll do it next year.
Very good. So I've already mentioned the 18th of August as being the National Day, Stephen. Is that, mm-hmm.
That's
every
correct.
Year?
Yep. Yep. Every year they hold a service down at the shrine.
Okay.
To commemorate that.
Yep.
But we hold our service on the Sunday before or after, depending how it all falls. So it's on the 14th this year, Bruce.
Yeah, okay. It's as you say, on the Sunday, the 18th of August actually commemorates the Battle of Long Tan, doesn't it?
Yeah, which is the most famous battle over there. We lost a few soldiers there, but we certainly held on well and basically defeated the enemy on that day.
Mm. Why is the Battle of Long Tan so particularly well known? Is it because of the tragic losses that were
incurred? Yes, as I say, it was by far the most vicious, I guess you'd say, battle of the war. We were totally ambushed there, and the troops held out well and fought back and basically defeated the enemy.
Mm.
So it's the iconic battle, I think, of the war.
Yep. And listeners, Robert, our own Robert Bob here, who has his program, of course, served in Vietnam, and many others here in the Valley, Stephen.
There's
a lot of veterans here in the Valley.
Yes, there is quite a community. Hopefully they'll all be there on Sunday.
Yes. So, listeners, we're much more familiar with, aren't we, Anzac Day, the 25th of April, Memorial Day, the 11th of November, but perhaps many of you listening are not so familiar with the 18th of August, with the Vietnam Veterans Day. Stephen, why do you think that is? Perhaps people are not as aware?
Well, yeah, that's right. I think basically in the First World War and the Second World War, such a large part of the country was involved, the community, you know. I mean, First World War, everybody knew either a soldier or was a friend of a friend who knew a soldier. And so everybody was totally committed to that First World War. Second World War was still pretty full on because it was such a big war and went for so long. Our war, which actually went longer than either of those two, was such a small part of the community. And, of course, in between the Second World War and the Vietnam War, a lot of immigrants came into Australia. It meant nothing to them. And so certainly, as I say, I think possibly when we came back from the war, it was very low-key.
And of course, without going into detail, that wasn't well-managed either, Stephen, at the time. And many veterans were, well, can we say quite traumatised or felt really betrayed or let down, actually.
Yeah, that was certainly the situation, Bruce. I think a lot of them came back feeling very lonely and weren't welcomed and, you know, just wondered what they'd be doing with their life for the last few years, you know.
Yeah.
So it was a very traumatic time for a lot of them, and certainly a lot of them did suffer from that, either at the time or later. But pleased to say the community now has embraced it to a certain extent. We had a walk in the city a few years ago, which was well supported.
Fantastic.
So I think the attitude has changed, which is...
It certainly has. Good, yeah. Yes, a recognition. You're listening to Stephen Shortis representing the Yarra Valley Vietnam Veterans Day, and we're going to hear all about the details of that in a moment. But, Stephen, you've got another... we've got another song, Brad Marks, With Respect, which is a good one too.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, I think I like all those sort of songs that discuss the topic...
Fantastic.
Here I am, 24 years old. Everything to live for, there's nothing I don't know. All I know of war is what I saw on CNN. If this was in the 60s, I could be in Vietnam. I could have been the one who fired his M16 off into the jungle as someone he can't see. Someone else's brother, someone else's son. Here I am, looking back with respect. Here I am, 24 years old. When it comes to history, there's so much I don't know. But when you're young, it's easy, you don't need to understand. But if this was in the 40s, we'd be threatened by Japan. SMG off into the jungle as someone he can't see. Out there in Kokoda with the country under threat. Here I am, looking back with respect. Here I am, 24 years old, thinking how it must have been all those years ago. Hungry for adventure, prepared to take a chance. If this was 1917, I could have been in France. I could have been. And someone he can't see. They fought and died together in a time of sudden death. Here I am, looking back with respect. Here I am, looking back
listening to People Powered Radio, proudly supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation. cbf.com.au.
And we've reached our maximum of 14 degrees here today on the 14th of August. So it must be all the 14s today or something like that. Nearly the middle of the month, slightly warmer overnights and glimpses of sunshine, glimpses of spring. We can hardly wait. My very special guest here in the studio this morning is Stephen Shortis, and we're talking the Yarra Valley Vietnam Veterans Day. Stephen, we haven't told people what it's all about and actually what's happening on Sunday. So we better do that, hadn't we?
Yes,
we better talk about Sunday. What's happening on Sunday,
okay,
Stephen?
On Sunday we start with a march pooch from the police station down Bell Street, which is the main street of Yarra Glen, to Anzac Avenue, down to the cenotaph. And then that's followed by a ceremony where we commemorate the day and what went on at the time with a couple of guest speakers. Then afterwards we have a reception in the Memorial Hall for those who are there.
And so, listeners, for details, it's totally open to the public, isn't it, Stephen?
Absolutely, yeah. We invite all members of the public to take part in all parts of it, the march, the ceremony and the reception.
Terrific. And we're talking 10:20 a.m. on Sunday morning to gather?
Yes, up at the police station.
For the march? So anyone can march, Stephen?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, and then at 10:35 to march down Bell Street, as you say, to the cenotaph in Anzac, appropriately named Anzac Avenue.
Correct, yes.
Yes, fantastic. And we've used these words sort of commemorate. What is the best word to use here, Stephen? Because, you know, we can talk about honouring our veterans or commemorating or reflecting. Obviously, there was some huge losses there too. What are the appropriate words to use there?
Yeah, probably just to relive the memory of the war and what happened, and, you know, recognise all those who did lose their lives and who have suffered trauma since, and even those who managed to escape all that and come back. It's about... I think it's about honouring the people that went to the war, Bruce.
You were saying off air before the program that, you know, we have, well, sadly, examples of PTSD and other mental health impact from the war, Stephen.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, there's certainly a lot of that, and it happens at various times in people's life. And as you're probably aware, there's a commission looking at suicide within the armed forces, because it is an issue, and it has been ever since the war, to be honest.
My sense, not being closely related to anyone who did serve in Vietnam, but my sense is that it was more traumatic. It was, as you've said off air to me, you know, it was perhaps the first war that was actually sort of semi-televised.
Yes,
compared with the First and Second World War. So it was coming right into people's lounge rooms, Stephen.
That's right, yeah, and there's some graphic photos and news reels of what was going on over there, and, you know, I think that certainly alerted the public to what war was about more than probably the First and Second. First and Second, to a large extent, were all about heroism and, you know, people dying in the cause, and I don't think people thought too much about, you know, what all that meant.
Yeah, yeah. Now, you've got some... Well, you've got one, because I've seen the program here, you've got one very amazing speaker coming to talk with you on the day, Stephen. So
yes.
I read that it's Emeritus Professor Maxine Duke. Tell us about Maxine.
Yeah, well, Maxine is actually the wife of a Vietnam veteran, one that I served with at Nui Dat, and we were in the same tent for about 7 months together. When he came back, he married Maxine, and Maxine started life as a nurse, but became an educator of nurses and worked her way up through to the stage where she's now a professor of nursing at Deakin University. A terrific contributor to the community in terms of education of nurses, and well-regarded and a member of a lot of boards that are related to the nursing profession. And I think she'll be a terrific speaker. I had to twist her arm a bit to get her to speak, but I think she'd be terrific on the day.
Fantastic.
And I think the other aspect, of course, is being married to a Vietnam vet. She can talk a little bit about
a couple of hats.
Yeah, what all that means as well.
Listeners, we're going to come back and hear more about that just in a moment. But let's, Stephen, you've selected the Angels. We've got to get out of this place.
Yes.
Perhaps the title is self-evident, but why did you select that?
Yeah, that's certainly a song that we sang most in Vietnam. Bruce, if we ever got time off to go down to the Boozer, we'd be down there. There'd be a group of us, and they'd play the song. And
we've got to get out of this place.
Yeah, everybody's theme song at that stage. We were, of course, all keen to come home if we could.
Yes.
And we sang it with great gusto, I can tell you.
There you go. Have a listen. And you're with Bruce Argyle, our regular Thursday morning Community Conversations program. And, well, this morning's pretty exciting here at the station because we have a couple of students joining us from Upper Yarra Secondary College. It's their first morning this morning and they're going to be coming in about 10 minutes. And, well, they're going to be on air after the 10 o'clock news, which will be absolutely fantastic. Cora's nodding her head, so I reckon I've got that right. And we look forward to, well, Upper Yarra Secondary College students. We're going to be pretty excited about that because I think they're media students and we'll have a great contribution wow, we might even learn some things. There you go. That'll be terrific. We're talking this morning about the commemorations that are happening on Sunday. The Vietnam Veterans Day Committee have put together a march and a service that is rotated around the valley. This year it's at Yarra Glen. And there is a march followed by a service. And Stephen, you were just, I think I interrupted you, but you were just telling me about the amazing guest speaker that you have lined up, which is Emeritus Professor Maxine Duke. And you were saying she's a nurse, but she was also married to a veteran. That's going to be an interesting conversation.
Yes, yeah, I don't know what she's actually going to speak about, but she's certainly got a wealth of knowledge about both of those areas, so hopefully it'll be really entertaining.
Mm.
We've also got John Methven, Bruce, who is a Vietnam vet. He actually did a couple of tours of duty with 7RIR, which is the infantry regiment, and when he came back from Vietnam, he did an enormous amount for the soldiers that he encountered along the way, you know, one of the ones that really helped with the issues that developed after the war.
Mm.
Not only that, though, he was instrumental in setting up their National Vietnam Veterans Museum down at Phillip Island.
Ah, yeah, that's a fantastic setup.
And he's still on the board down there, so he I believe, is a very interesting speaker, and I haven't heard him before, but he was booked to do it last year, but once again, COVID got in the way, and so he's coming back this year for us, which will be really good.
Mm. And listeners, if you haven't had the opportunity to get down and have a look at the museum, it's you just go over the bridge onto Phillip Island and it's almost immediately on your left there. I've been a couple of times. Wow, what a treasure of stories, Stephen. And you've got to see it at least once, don't you?
Yes, yeah. Look, it's been done exceptionally well down there. Part of our plan for last year was to have a art exhibition. A group of artists in Dandenong had painted a whole lot of images of the Vietnam War. And we were planning to have it at our place, but unfortunately, once again, it didn't happen. So that exhibition is now on permanent display down at Phillip Island. So it'd be worthwhile going down just to have a look at that because there's some terrific paintings amongst them all.
Fantastic. You've selected another song for us, Stephen, which is Song for Grace.
Yes.
I don't know this one, so you better tell me a little bit about it.
It was actually written by Ted Egan, who's fairly famous in Australia and, of course, was administrator in the Northern Territory for a while. It's sung by his partner. It's another story. It's about the First World War. And I believe that Ted actually sat at the kitchen table with his mother before he left home at about 14 or 15 and just interviewed her about her memories of the war, and as a result of that he wrote this Song for Grace, which is extremely moving and tells a really good story from go to woe about the war, not glorifying it at all, but just telling the facts.
And was Grace his mother's name, or sorry, did I miss something? Is Grace mum's
yes,
name?
Yep.
Fantastic. Let's have a listen.
I was a girl of 13 when my brothers went off to the war. Martin and Robert and Jack as away from the door. I thought who in the world could have brothers as handsome as they? Three Australian light horsemen, see their proud figures today. Our parents were Irish with no love for England at all. But their sons were Australians and each bravely answered the call. In their turned up slouch hats and their feathers and leggings and spurs. Here's a photo of our Jack in Egypt, his first camel ride. And look at young Bobby in London here crossing the Strand. And Martin rides mum and dad, life in the army is grand. About our darling Jack, I had the terrible task of breaking the news to my dad. With our old draft horse Punch, my father was ploughing the land. I ran to the paddock, the telegram clutched in my hand. Man read it, said thank you, now leave me alone. Going back to the house, help your mother, she's there on her own. He called, stand up now Punch, we have to get on with this job. But I saw his slumped shoulders and I heard his heart rend.
Valley FM acknowledges the traditional owners, the Wurundjeri people, as the custodians of this land we broadcast from. We pay respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
And thanks for joining us this morning. I'm Bruce Argyle. It's 14 degrees on the 14th of August. There you go. And wow, lots of exciting things happening around the valley. Today, immediately after the 12 o'clock news, we have the Zine program here with Cora Zon, and she's going to be interviewing, wow, all the way from Buenos Aires, BA as it's affectionately known. I like BA because it's got the same initials as myself, but there you go. She's going to be interviewing zine maker Maru Salimi, who is obviously from BA, Argentina, and he's currently travelling around Australia. And what a great opportunity to hear what's happening in the zine world in, well, South America. Well, there you go. All the way into your very own radio. And today at 3 o'clock at the Hillsville Library from 3 to 4.30, you can join Cora for the second of her free zine workshops at the Hillsville Library. And perhaps you don't know anything about making zines. And, well, they're fun. They're easy to make. There's no experience needed. Wow, sounds like even I could do it. But Cora will be there to help you make your very own zines. What a wonderful opportunity. So that's the Hillsville Library today and every Thursday for a few weeks from 3 o'clock until 4.30. Why don't you just slip down there and fill in an hour and a half today and next Thursday. What a great opportunity. And this morning, of course, we have the amazing Upper Yarra Secondary students joining us. We're looking forward to their contribution here at Yarra Valley FM 99.1. But this morning, we're talking the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Service and March that's happening this coming Sunday. It's at Yarra Glen. My guest is Stephen Shortis. And Stephen, Anything else we should tell listeners about what's happening this coming Sunday?
Yeah, well, there is a couple of things, Bruce. I guess I should mention that a lot of our local politicians are turning up.
Yes.
And Aaron Violi, who took over from Tony Smith as our local member, has agreed to say a few words on the day as well. So we look forward to that. But I guess the big, most exciting thing from my point of view is that the Yarra Glen RSL have commissioned a sculptor of a Huey helicopter, which is iconics of the war, probably the first helicopter war that there's ever been, and there were millions of helicopters there. So it's a scale model of a true Huey, and it will be unveiled by the Mayor, Jim Child, and John Methven, who I mentioned before.
Wow. So, and Huey, for listeners, is spelt the same as Huey as in Donald Duck and,
yeah,
and Huey, Dewey and Louie.
H-U-E-Y.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so that was its name over there.
And where is that going to be unveiled?
At the ceremony.
Okay. It'll be permanently on display there?
It will be. It won't on the day. I haven't had time to put up the pole that it needs to be on and do all the specifications for it. So it'll actually be on the back of a truck at the time, but it will be unveiled by the Mayor.
Wow.
And John Methven. Yeah.
Terrific. What a and who, sorry, I wasn't listening well enough. I'm sure our listeners are listening better than I'm listening. But it's going to be done by who, Stephen?
The Mayor, Jim Child.
No, sorry, who's doing the sculpture?
Oh, the sculptor was done by one of our members, George Miller, and he's done a terrific job with a bit of help from a couple of steelmakers around the place. And, as I say, it's already done and completed and looks good.
Fantastic.
Nice bit of sculptor.
Terrific. So listeners, if you're looking for a place to, to hover this coming Sunday at Yarra Glen, let's give the details one more time, Stephen. We're congregating, aren't we, at about 20 past 10, no later than 10:30.
That's it.
In the morning.
That's for the march.
For the march. So, and where do we congregate again?
Outside the police station in King Street, which is just up from the roundabout at the entrance from Melbourne.
Terrific. And any of us can join. So wide open to the public. And,
absolutely.
And we've got a 10-minute march or so. And then and then we've got a commemorative service.
Correct, yep. Down at the Cenotaph off Anzac Avenue.
All right.
And after the service, then we'll have some morning tea.
Whatever. Terrific. Okay, so there is some food there, so that's good.
Yes. Hopefully there'll be a sausage sizzle and different things. So.
Yeah, what's a Vietnam vet's favourite food? That's a bit of a question without notice.
I'd say probably sausages, actually, because we go in that many sausage sizzles and do that much fundraising that way that we're probably all sausage people.
Terrific. Let's have a listen to John Williams, J.R. Williams, White Crosses in the Jungle.
Some little boy or girlie who still cries.
And listeners, thanks for being a part of our program this morning. Stephen Shortis, thank you so much for coming into the studio.
My pleasure, Bruce, and thank you for your time and effort today.
Terrific. And listeners, we'll, hopefully see many of you at the event this coming Sunday at Yarra Glen for the march and the service starting at around 10:30. Thank you for your company this morning. Same time next week. Look forward to your company then.